Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
For a high, we're well into the 80s on Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center. Oh,
we are moving up. We're up to 66 now in the nation's capital.
At 259.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Coming up,
former president.
Students at GW dig in for a second day of protest. This is Kyle Cooper.
Former President Trump is back in a New York courtroom today. His testimony in his criminal hush money trial continues.
What's the Secret Service security plan for the former president if he somehow does end up behind bars?
At 3:15, a City University of New York professor joins us live to talk about that.
At the Port of Baltimore, the slow climb back to normal.
We're doing a little bit better.
I'm Nick Iannelli.
Caps fans excited about tonight's game at Capital One Arena. I'm Neil Augenstein.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up 221 points.
It's 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker has concluded his testimony at former President Donald Trump's trial. He was talking about the tabloid's attempts to catch and kill stories that could have harmed Trump's presidential campaign. CBS's Katrina Kaufman says Pecker was asked about paying $30,000 for a doorman story alleging Trump had fathered a child with one of his housekeepers.
The prosecution said it was to keep it from coming out before the election. But what Trump's defense attorney brought out was that Pecker also thought that if that story was true, and he did say this during the prosecution's questioning, that it would have sold so many magazines.
Trump's former longtime assistant has now been called to testify. Egypt has sent a high-level delegation to Israel in hopes of negotiating a ceasefire agreement with Hamas in Gaza. CBS's Robert Berger has details from Jerusalem.
An Egyptian delegation was in Israel today and presented a new proposal that would see the release of 20 Israeli hostages in the first phase of a ceasefire. This is far less than the 40 hostages offered under a previous proposal that Hamas rejected.
A magnitude 6.1 earthquake has hit Taiwan. So far, no reports of injuries or damage. The quake did shake buildings in the capital, Taipei. The federal government is urging testing for sick pets living around dairy farms after increasing reports of barn cats dying. On the Health Watch, CBS's Alex Tin.
The USDA says that cats appear to be particularly susceptible to this year's unprecedented outbreak of bird flu in dairy cows. That's after the agency says cats with neurologic disease and death are now being widely reported around dairies with infected herds. Health authorities have said since early in the outbreak that cats were being hit hard, believed to have contracted the virus by drinking contaminated raw milk.
The Biden administration today announced it has indefinitely postponed a rule that would have banned menthol-flavored cigarettes. The Federal Reserve's latest report on personal spending and income shows inflation is still an issue. Reaction from CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This report, along with the GDP report released yesterday, is likely to put the Federal Reserve on hold when it meets next week. Although the economy showed signs of slowing down in the first 3 months of the year, inflation remains a problem.
King Charles will resume his public duties next week.
Buckingham Palace says the king has been making good progress recuperating following treatment for an unspecified form of cancer. Little information about his condition was given in this latest announcement, and it's not known how much longer any treatment might last.
CBS's Michael Toscano. The Dow at this hour is up a strong 0.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 3:03 on Friday, April the 26th. We have lots of sunshine right now. Temperatures are holding in the mid-60s in the region. Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Top local story we're following for you here on WDTOP is the continuing protest of the war in Gaza at George Washington University. We're getting word school officials are threatening to suspend students who continue to demonstrate at University Yard. The GW Hatchet, the school newspaper, reports they were given a 1 p.m. deadline to disperse. So far, students are still at the encampment. Encampment, that is. WDTOP's Kyle Cooper is at the scene.
The demonstration growing since sunup today, but it shifted to the sidewalk near University Yard on campus, where students set up an encampment. The university put up metal fencing to stop more people from coming in. One student, Reem, says this won't stop the protests.
We're hoping that the more people from our community that show up, the easier and easier it will be for us to pressure the university to let us back into the encampment and maintain our liberated zone.
Some students are still in the encampment, and a university statement today says if they remain, they face disciplinary action. DC and GW campus police have been visible here, several dozen on hand at times, but they have not moved in on the encampment, removed anything, or made any arrests. At GW University, Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
3:04, things are slowly getting back to normal at the Port of Baltimore, where thousands of workers are waiting for the channel to fully reopen following the collapse a month ago of the Key Bridge after it was hit by that huge container ship. We were telling you yesterday that a limited access channel has partially reopened. We get an update now from WTOP's Nick Ionelli.
We're doing a little bit better.
Little by little, activity is picking up with the partial reopening of the shipping channel at the Port of Baltimore.
It's not what we're looking for yet, but it's a step in the right direction.
Scott Cohen, president of the Longshoremen's Union in Baltimore, says it'll still be another month or so before things are fully back to normal. Still, he says, it's a relief to see light at the end of the tunnel. Plus, aid from the state has started taking effect, something Cohen says is a big help.
It's a program that they've set up in conjunction with unemployment, and they've also set up a worker retention program for some of the employers and a program for small businesses. So they've did a little bit for each entity.
Nick Ionelli, WTOP News.
WTOP at 3:05, new this afternoon. Google is investing $1 billion to expand its data centers in Virginia, including two sites in Loudoun County and a newly opened campus in Prince William County. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin joined the Google president and CEO Ruth Porat at the company's Reston headquarters for that announcement today. Those data centers help power Google's popular digital services like Gmail, Search, and Maps. Google also says it's launching two new AI workforce development initiatives for Virginians. The first is a $75 million AI opportunity fund. The other is a Google AI Essentials course.
It is 3:06. Today we are learning about the sentencing by a jury for the man who had been convicted of taking the lives of two teenage girls when they were walking home from Oakton High School on Blake Lane in Fairfax County 2 years ago. The jury has found that 20-year-old Usman Shahid has been found guilty of two counts of involuntary manslaughter earlier this week.
Well, prosecutors say Shahid, who was 18 at the time of the crash, was driving a BMW about 81 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone back in June of 22. And now, according to prosecutors, he saw a traffic light was yellow. He floored it and slammed into a Toyota 4Runner that was turning left. Police testified during trial the force of the crash sent Shahid's BMW off the road and onto the sidewalk where he hit the three teen girls. Two of them died. The third was seriously injured.
And Shahid was sentenced by a jury today to 4 years behind bars. Playoff hockey returns to D.C. tonight. The Caps are down 2-0 against the Rangers in the best-of-7 opening round. WTOP's Neil Augenstein tells us the excitement is starting to build outside Capital One Arena.
Game 3 is here, and we made it happen.
Here just off 7th Street, this group of family and friends has tickets for tonight's game. It'll be their first ever NHL playoff game, even though they just moved here from Minnesota.
In Minnesota, hockey is daily for most people.
And they were happy to hear the Capitals will be staying downtown after all.
I really like the fact that I can get on the Red Line and get right here, and that it's so close to all the other D.C. attractions.
Outside Capital One Arena, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
The puck drops tonight at 7.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
If you've owned your home for a while, could you afford to buy it today? I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. stopping attacks before they start, smarter. And using AI tools is smart. But integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
It is 3:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Traffic and weather together on the 8s. How are things moving out there, Dave?
In Arlington on I-66 eastbound between 29 Roslyn exit. State police had someone at gunpoint briefly near the Key Bridge ramp pursuing a stolen vehicle. You're getting by that slowly, single file. At times, traffic might be stopped as the scene winds down. Westbound, normal slowing beyond the Beltway. And otherwise, on the interstates through northern Virginia, no significant disruptions. Volume delays here and there. Crashes elsewhere on smaller roads. Reston, Wheelie Avenue on the north side of the Toll Road near the Metro Station, Loudoun County Parkway, southbound near Arcola Mills Drive, and another one not far from the Chain Bridge in McLean on 123 at Mary Ridge Road, also minding the long-term protest and encampment along 123 nearby. In Maryland, the recent crash on the Interloop near Colesville Road is out of the way. We're left with slow traffic through Silver Spring, but a lot of other congested portions of the Beltway, of course. 270 northbound, heavy in the local lanes between Shady Grove and 370. Might be another collision there, probably minor, like most of them. 70 westbound, backed up over South Mountain before Route 66 Boonesboro. The response to the accident still blocking the left lane, one right getting by. BW Parkway and 95 traffic getting heavier near 32 and 198. Eastbound on 50 to the Bay Bridge, just brief delays getting out of Annapolis, but for the most part, smooth sailing across the open water. The WTOP newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looked so good. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
As we move through the remainder of the afternoon, a good amount of sunshine with temperatures well into the 60s. Clouds will build this evening and into the overnight, but we do stay dry. Tomorrow, better chance for showers, mainly on the light side throughout the day. 60 to 65 degrees for a high. We're well into the 80s on Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, we have lots of sunshine. 64 degrees at DuPont Circle, 64 in Germantown, 65 Annandale, all brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
WTOP's Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Back we go to Jeff Claybaugh.
ExxonMobil's first quarter earnings missed estimate. It blamed falling natural gas prices. Chevron also reported a drop in natural gas profit margins. Chevron is buying oil refiner Hess in a deal that will close this year. Southwest Airlines is dropping service to several airports, including Houston and Cozumel, Mexico, to offset weak financial results and Boeing delays for new jets. Southwest says it expects to end the year with about 2,000 jobs fewer than it currently has. Home prices have risen 50% in the last 5 years, and they have doubled in the last 10 years. A Redfin survey says 38% of homeowners who've owned their home that long couldn't afford to buy it for what it would sell for today. A Wall Street redemption underway after yesterday's big sell-off. The Dow is up 212 points, a 0.5% gain. The S&P 500 is up 62. That's 1.25%. The Nasdaq's up 338. That's a 2% gain. Jeff Claypool, WTOP News.
Sponsored by Compassion International.
Imagine a child in extreme poverty waiting over a year to be sponsored. End their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor. Just text radio to 83393.
Coming up, if former President Trump is convicted and sentenced to prison time in his criminal hush money trial, do his Secret Service agents go with him? We're going to get some answers from Martin Horn, a distinguished lecturer in corrections at the John Jay College, City University of New York. It's 312.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-1794. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-1794. That's 800-575-1794. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes. We make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow. Maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Later this hour, we'll tell you why the happiest place in the world is banning some of the most comfortable shoes. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
People are driving 20, 30, 60 miles for the area's most incredible Toyota deals. And it all starts with just a click at twicethechoices.com. Waldorf Toyota and Alexandria Toyota make it all twice as easy at twicethechoices.com. Twice the Toyota selection, twice the Toyota savings, all with twice the Toyota customer service you deserve. The secret is out. The Toyota partnership that's putting dreams in driveways all around the Beltway. Point, click, and save. Twicethechoices.com.
As the days get warmer, you're breaking out the short sleeves and flip-flops. And Mother Nature's breaking out the thunderstorms. Know what to expect with weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s on WTOP, Washington's top news.
3:15, I'm Ann Kramer.
I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
Well, now to former President Trump's criminal hush money trial, which continues in New York this afternoon. The testimony continued as well from the prosecution's first witness, David Pecker. He is the former publisher of the National Enquirer. He so far testified about the deal he helped broker with porn star Stormy Daniels, which is at the center of this historic trial. Donald Trump is the first former president in U.S. history to go on trial for criminal charges. And if he's convicted, he'll be the first U.S. president to head to prison.
Martin Horn is a distinguished lecturer in corrections at John Jay College, City University of New York. He also serves as the executive director of the New York State Sentencing Commission by appointment of the chief judge of the state of New York, and he joins us live. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
You're welcome.
Okay, so if this were to happen, Donald Trump actually goes to prison, how has the Secret Service so far prepared for this kind of unprecedented protection? They're already obviously providing protection to the former president through all his court cases.
Right. Well, all I know is what we've read in the press. They have not publicly revealed what preparations they're making, but it does appear that they've had some preliminary conversations with the local jail officials in New York City.
Well, how does this complicate things for the Secret Service if a former president and someone of that stature was to end up in prison? What kind of things are they going to be looking for, and what would they have to do if that actually happens, Martin?
Well, look, I'm not an expert on executive protection, and I can't speak for the Secret Service. I can only speak to it from the perspective of a jail and prison administrator. And I think the first thing to say is that in my estimation, it's highly unlikely that even if he were convicted on all counts, he would go to prison. He's nonviolent, no prior record, 77 plus years old. The likelihood of him committing a violent act is low. And I don't think any self-respecting probation officer would recommend incarceration to a judge, especially given the complications. To your specific question, typically jails and prisons do not allow individuals to enter into them with firearms. So the first hurdle would be how to accommodate Secret Service agents who are statutorily obligated to protect Mr. Trump if they could not bring their firearms into the prison. And I think that's the first hurdle that would have to be overcome.
Anything else that would be a factor here if, you know, hypothetically, a president would be sentenced to prison?
Well, you know, prisons have a pretty good record of protecting high-profile individuals. You know, we just read about the overturning of Harvey Weinstein's conviction. He was held in a New York State prison safely. Mark David Chapman, who assassinated John Lennon, has been safely held in prison in New York. So I don't think that protecting the individual, certainly in New York, would be a problem. I think a greater complicating factor is how do you accommodate a prisoner who has the constant presence of armed bodyguards with him? And I think that that would really be a very difficult challenge for any prison or jail to meet without housing Mr. Trump by himself, which would amount to solitary confinement, which in my estimation would be uncalled for and unfair.
Martin, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Martin Horn is a distinguished lecturer in corrections at the John Jay College, City University of New York.
We're brought to you by Mr. Wash Car Wash, now open in Tyson's Corner on Leesburg Pike, down the street from Tyson's Corner Mall. Get unlimited washes, first month $5 with membership. Mr. Wash, Tyson's Corner. Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
On I-66, inside the Beltway, eastbound delays through Arlington at the Roslyn Key Bridge exit, exit 73. Virginia State Police response to a stolen vehicle winding down. Only one lane of traffic was getting by toward the tunnel. Outside the Beltway, westbound near Fair Lakes, the State Police and medical response to a rear-end crash past Fairfax County Parkway. Two left lanes blocked by that response. Otherwise, on the Beltway and the other area interstates, we're talking volume delays. Route 50 east bound Annapolis, slow traffic through Annapolis to the Severn, but good at the Bay Bridge. And on I-70 westbound heading to Hagerstown, the backup at South Mountain because of accident response before exit 35 Boonesboro, the left side remains blocked. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Well, let's head over to the 7 News First Alert Weather Center. Meteorologist Steve Rudin joins us. Steve, are we going to continue any of this sunshine this weekend?
For part of the weekend, not tomorrow, but we're going to see a lot of sunshine for the day on Sunday, along with very warm temperatures considering the time of year. But right now, it is gorgeous outside. We're anywhere from the lower to middle 60s inside and around the Capitol Beltway with plenty of sunshine. Clouds are going to build as we move through the late evening and into the overnight. We do stay dry, so outdoor dinner plans, exercising, taking the dog out for a walk, you're going to be just fine for that for this evening. Tomorrow, waking up to cloudy skies, temperatures upper 40s to lower 50s. Highs for the day will only be in the upper 50s to middle 60s with on and off light showers. Nothing heavy, nothing severe, but enough that's going to make it a not so perfect and pretty looking day with the cloud cover and, of course, the dreariness. We're going to see lots of sunshine and a change in wind direction on Sunday. High temperatures, ready for this, 82 to 87 degrees.
Oh, man.
Then we're closer to 90 degrees on Monday, and it could be our first 90 degree day so far this year. Mm. We are tracking a chance for some thunderstorms later in the day on Tuesday. That's all part of a front. At this hour, we're looking at 64 in Roslyn, 65 in Silver Spring, and 67 degrees right now at Capitol Hill.
Thank you, Steve. Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Well, still ahead on WTOP.
Months after a flash flood killed 10 dogs, a D.C. agency's after-action report is released. I'm Kate Ryan.
322.
At Kaiser Permanente, we know that employees who spend time serving the community are more productive during the time they spend in the office. Nearly 90% of respondents to a survey about volunteerism in the corporate environment said that companies that sponsor volunteer activities offer a better overall working environment than those that do not, and more than 70% felt volunteering activities increased morale and overall well-being. April is National Volunteer Month, and we're sharing tips to get your company started at kp.org/leadboldly/WTOP.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA.
Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Coming soon to Just Sold. This is Dave Johnson. That's what happens, as I found out, when you connect with Jennifer Young and her team at Jennifer Young Homes. And to start your home selling stress-free journey, start with Jennifer's free seller seminar. It's Wednesday, May 1st at 6:30. It's online at jenniferyounghomes.com, and that's where you go to reserve your spot. And that's the time, yeah, to get your questions answered, and you'll find out how it goes from coming soon to just sold. Remember, reserve your spot, jenniferyounghomes.com.
Keller Williams Realty, 703-815-5700.
This is WTOP News.
323.
8 months after 10 dogs died in a flood at a doggy daycare business in D.C., a draft of a report on what went wrong has been released. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports.
The report from the D.C. Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency is a draft after-action document. Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner Joe Bishop Henchman, who serves the Eckington community, had this reaction.
Well, it confirms a lot of embarrassing stuff.
Such as?
911 miscategorizing the emergency, which led to a very long delay of first responders getting two district dogs.
District Dogs was the Rhode Island Avenue business that flooded August 13th. 10 dogs died in the business where floodwaters reached 6 feet. Emergency dispatchers initially characterized the issue as a water leak. Among the corrective actions called for, retraining emergency call takers and dispatchers and determining whether the building that used to house District Dogs is still at risk for flooding. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
George Wallace is here. We hear from the quarterback.
The savior?
The Commanders. The savior.
Yes.
Yeah.
We did this in 2012.
Boy, you're quick with that one, too.
We did this in 2012, remember?
Yeah, I do remember.
So let's just hope this turns out differently.
Yes.
Jaden Daniels introduced to the media this afternoon out at Commanders Park. And, you know, last night it was, I don't know if you caught it, with Adam Peters was talking about Jaden Daniels, and he said he's the kind of guy that takes the soul out of the defense when he's playing, okay? Mm-hmm. So Daniels was asked about that today and what that looks like.
2023 Florida game.
Can you elaborate?
Just turn on the tape and watch that game.
So the game against Florida, he set an SEC record with 606 yards of total offense, and was the first player in FBS history to rush for more than 200 yards and pass for more than 350 in the same game. He rushed for two TDs and threw for three, and they beat Florida 52-35.
You just upset our Capitol Hill correspondent, Mitchell Miller, who is
Mitchell,
a
I'm
proud
sorry, he probably remembers that game.
Yeah.
Yes, but that is what it looks like to take this whole